I think the answer, the, we have to, I mean, Joe's right, we have to hit our numbers. We absolutely have to. And if we, and we do need to have, from success assets, we do need to have, we have gender balance nomination. We have to do that. Because if we don't do that, if we do not meet the gender balance targets by the end of February, we will not get the imprimatur from government and we will not get funding. So we simply, I mean, I'm looking at success ethics. Yes, success ethics. They have to hit that number. We have to have a balanced nomination from, and if necessary, we'll have to take steps to, the steps might be not to register you until you can be gender balanced, because we have to hit that that gender balance. And I take your point about, I've raised this with government many times, about there are many forms of diversity, there are many forms of widening participation, and disability, sexual orientation, racial orientation, and gender are all part of the mix. To focus on one thing, which the government are, is, in my view, nevertheless, that's what they're doing. And so we have been told very clearly that if we don't hit that particular number, we will not get the money. So we have to do it.
I mean, from my... I'd be happy to have a talk with you on what we've done in Kent.
Yes. And maybe if I can speak to or be helpful, Miles, in trying to persuade women on your board to put their names forward, I have to do it. We have to get there. We simply cannot... not hit that number.
No, I understand. Part of the issue is perhaps the, because it's a new board, was perhaps the selection of board members in the first place.
Right.
It's not clear to me that either of the two ladies are necessarily either willing or well positioned to add the value to Senate as required. If it's a must, then
it is most likely
I'll step down, because I think the experience is important.
I mean, well,
we have to, well, one way or another,
it was very clear at the meeting on Monday that my appointment was, both from my perspective and the board's perspective, very short term.
Well, it has to be sorted out really in it, by the 28th of February, because that's the date on which we're going to be sorted. So, if I could be helpful. The reason the pressure is being put on the business reps is because I have to say the local authority reps, I understand they're democratically elected, and there's nothing we can do about that, but they are all male, and that puts us under enormous pressure for the balance of the board, unfairly, but that's just the way it is. But we are going to hit that number. We have to. Okay. Sorry, George.
Just reporting back on any other business. We were invited as the LEP to make representations in the hearings prior to the Stansted Airport planning application. I registered to represent the LEP at that hearing. Unfortunately, I was not called. I have lodged a fairly strong protest with Uttlesford District Council and questioned the validity of their exercise and indeed whether it was deliberate or not. I'm sure it was not deliberate, but that it was an IT glitch that prevented me from speaking. So we are waiting to hear further news about what the IT glitch was, I believe, Adam.
We are. Would it help for us to issue a?
I would certainly. Asking the public to attend for or indeed against the application, then it's got to be a level playing field.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. That's the end of the meeting. Thank you for your participation.